Hi, honey.
Hey. Yeah, it's me. May I have a hug? Come here. I've been looking forward to this. Yeah, baby? What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know how it's possible. She just is. I'm still getting used to it myself. Only a few days. If it were anyone else, I'd be terrified. But it's Olivia. She was a huge part of our lives once. And now she's back. It's true. Are you afraid of me? No, of course you shouldn't. I love you. I would never do anything to hurt you. Hey, talk to me. I didn't know what to tell you. Especially over the phone. You would have thought I was crazy. Because I was afraid I might hurt you. Or scare you away. When Olivia came to the house, when she gave me her blood, I collapsed. Fell to the floor. I should have been unconscious for hours, but instead, I woke up in seconds. Even Olivia was surprised. The experience was brutal. It overwhelmed my body and mind. My hearing, sense of touch and smell. It felt as if everything was turned up by 1,000%. My mind was a wreck. So many memories rushing through. And the emotions that came with those memories. How loved your father made me feel when we were together. And the pain from when he died. The comfort Olivia gave me when I needed a friend. And the sadness from when she left years earlier. And that's not everything. There was more. Much more. Olivia had to grab me. Hold me close. She guided me through it all as much as she could. Not exactly. Simply put, she bridged our minds. She says it's more intimate than just getting inside someone's head. With her help, I was able to process what was happening to me at a more comfortable pace. But it didn't fully calm me down. I couldn't stop thinking of you. I needed to see you. I couldn't rest until I did. But I couldn't leave the house either. Being around others wasn't safe. I had to keep away from the windows. Seeing people outside their homes, walking the streets. I felt like an animal stalking her prey. Olivia told me that she would take care of everything. No, I didn't know she already found you. That stunt she pulled caught us both by surprise. I never thought the night would end with you running in the house. Honey, I'm sorry about that. You looked so frail and afraid. I've never seen you like that before. I was worried you would pass out at any moment. I didn't want to control you. I just wanted you to feel better. It all happened so fast. You wouldn't stop shaking, and I couldn't keep pretending whatever you saw wasn't real. This is all my fault, isn't it? If I tried harder to calm myself, to rest when I should have, maybe there would have been time for me to come see you. To do this right, I don't know. Yeah, I'm okay now. Mostly. I mean, I'll forever have a vampire's bloodlust. Sooner or later, someone will make me wanna, you know. No, never. I see you, and all I wanna do is take care of you. Honey, are you all right? That's okay. You don't have to say anything. This is all I need. Holding you, massaging your back. It's soothing. But I can leave. Give you space if you want. Thank you, baby. There you are. Oh, one moment. This is for you. It's just wine. Thank you. You're welcome. So, how'd it go? It went well, I think. Anything you'd like to share? I wasn't listening in, I promise. So, how are you feeling? Okay, I guess. I was hoping for a little more than okay. I thought the two of you spending time together would bring you peace of mind. Instead, you look conflicted. Was I wrong? No. In fact, you were right. I'm still me. I still love my family. The stories you told me of people who abandon their old lives, their spouses, their children. I would never do that. Demon or not, I am a mother first. Always. That's wonderful. See? Everything's gonna be fine. Turning someone isn't a decision I take lightly. You're the first one. And I knew I chose wisely. I knew you would still be the same mama bear I met many years ago. Yep. Was it something I... Stay down and listen. I'm all ears. You've done a lot for me, Olivia. When I met you, I was lost. My fiancé had just passed away. My baby was starting school. Work gave me no time to grieve. I was so sure I'd fall apart. But then you showed up. You helped me mourn, helped me heal. You alone gave me all the support I needed. And after that, you stuck around, cared for my child like they were your own. You were a great friend, the best I could ask for. For that, I am eternally grateful. As for last night...
Uh-oh.
You said you would handle this delicately.
I admit, I got carried away. Had a little too much fun. Seeing your little angel again after all these years. Their scent. Their blood. I needed it so badly. It was driving me nuts. Surely you understand.
I do. But your actions caused my baby to fear for their life. Never again. Is that clear?
Crystal.
Good.
So, what happens now?
I think some punishment is in order.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. That window across the room. Is it open or closed?
Window?
I have my answer. See you later, Olivia. Come back in the morning when all is forgiven.
Hey, I'm back. Mm-hmm. That was nothing. Just a little accident. Come here. Yeah, baby? She went out. Yep, it's just you and me. Now, where were we? Does that feel nice? Good. Get some rest, honey. Close your eyes. Yes? No. I'll be here all night. I love you. My, oh my, she is perfect.